17 men have been wounded in Saturday's exchange of fire between residents of Jabal al-Muhsin and Bab al-Tibana neighborhoods of Tripoli. Clashes erupted after Lebanese internal security forces summoned Ali Eid, the leader of Alawite community, for questioning over the twin blast that hit the northern city in August. Eid denied receiving any order and refused to go to the security headquarters. Meanwhile, his son Rifat Eid, who is the secretary general of Lebanon's Arab Democratic Party, denied any link to the bombing and expressed distrust in the intelligence system.
We proposed that a joint committee of army intelligence, the military tribunal, the internal security forces, and general security intelligence supervise the investigation. We do not trust the intelligence services alone.
The Alawite Islamic Council has strongly warned the internal security forces about what it called an infringement on the Alawite community.
I was informed that the internal security forces have called on Mr. Ali Yusuf Eid to interrogate him. This means the intelligence is summoning the main figure of the Muslim Alawite sect. This is unacceptable. We await a legitimate and national investigation, not a political decision that is based on an external agenda.
Meanwhile, future bloc officials say the ISF should arrest Ali Eid by force if he disobeyed the intelligence order.
It's not them who implement on the or say that this is what the government or the law should do. They should bring him by force to interrogate him. If he believes in the army intelligence, let him go to the army intelligence and they can, because in the end, he will go to the court.
According to a judicial source, summoning Eid for questioning comes after his driver, Ahmed Muhammad Ali, confessed to smuggling one of the suspects behind the Tripoli blast to Syria. However, Rifat Eid had denied the involvement of the driver, saying he has evidence that would prove his father's innocence.
Tensions between supporters and opponents of the Syrian government here in Tripoli continue to escalate as a reflection of the political congestion in the region. With negotiations from both sides hitting a deadlock, chances are this isn't the last round of clashes. Eliana Al-Khamisi, Press TV, from Syria Street in Tripoli.